Morning. Today is Mother's Day. You know, and whatever you think about Mother's Day, there's the whole commercialization of relationship, how to make money from a relationship between children and their mothers. People and their mothers, the tacky ads to buy products. You know, you open up the New York Times and it's just all of these Mother's Day sales, right? Really corny promotions. And on the other hand, there's the whole not good enough mother psychotherapy syndrome. That we've all learned to put all our mishigas and blame it on our mothers. Still, it's Mother's Day. And that can be healing. And it can be wise for us to appreciate our mothers. What we've been given, this very life. How we were actually nurtured enough and cared enough for to be here in this place now, somehow. I think of most of our mothers, you know, mainly young women, confused, immature young women holding cranky, wailing babies, stubborn two-year-olds who won't do a damn thing you ask them to do, the rebellious teenager that looks at you coldly. I do think, no matter what, our mothers deserve some appreciation, some love. So, as I was thinking about the role of mothering, its function, I found myself thinking about the miraculous power of soothing, of holding, of containing that a mother offers. Even if she just wants the baby to be quiet, the mother knows you hold it. A baby breathing softly at a mother's breast. A wailing toddler gathered up and eased from his screaming. And even that angry teenager who's confused and cold, finding understanding in a mother's eyes as she remembers her teenage years. And somehow this seems to me to be related to what we do here. What happens to us when we sit zazen? We could think of zazen as the mother that holds us, that allows us to calm ourselves and to return to the real fullness of our being. Zazen. Za, sitting. Zen, meditation or samadhi, jhana. It sounds kind of ungainly, really. Sitting Zen, sitting meditation. And, you know, nowadays there's so many different forms of meditation being offered in the world, which, thank goodness, is a good thing. It's not really harmful to have school kids and prisoners and all variety of people being exposed to the idea that there is a holding that you can do yourself. But it can be confusing what we're talking about. Mindfulness, concentration, samadhi, meditation. The ancient Chinese masters, and later Dogen, called it the gate of ease and joy. It's that sweet spot, that samadhi. When we're not sitting on the cushion sleeping, and we're not sitting on the cushion thinking about how we ought to be doing something else, but we're actually in that sweet spot, in that samadhi, in that mother's arms. Samadhi means concentration. It's kind of like a one-pointedness, one, just that oneness of sitting. An absorption. It's not planning. It's just that breath. And it feels like you're, you know, as we, the expression, together. You're here. You're inside your skin. You're not all over the place. I think this, this person thinks this of me, I should do this. All of that. But you're just you. I think it's like resting my head on my mother's breast. Shite, who was one of my favorite poets, he hung out with his pal Hanshan in the Tang Dynasty. He talked about samadhi this way. Not going, not coming, rooted, deep and still, not reaching out, not reaching in, just resting at the center. A single jewel, the flawless crystal drop, is the blaze of its brilliance, the way beyond. Not going, not coming, rooted deep and still, not reaching out, not reaching in, just resting at the center. A single jewel, the flawless crystal drop, in the blaze of its brilliance, the way beyond. Rooted, deep and still. Perhaps for one moment today in the morning meditation, there was this quality of being rooted, deep and still. In the midst of all the Broadway and Crosby Street noise and the creaking floors, one moment of rooted, deep, and still. No pressure there to get something. No pressure to stop something. But just recognizing yourself as that single jewel. Recognizing yourself as that single jewel. Flawless. A drop of crystal. That is mother concentration. It brings together your whole being. And that's what opens us up, as the poet says, to the way beyond. In the blaze of its brilliance, the way beyond, which is just our life, going out the door, walking down Broadway, carrying on, but in a different way, alive. And aware of that crystal jewel within. You know, we talk about our true nature a lot, and what we're talking about is just having that awareness of that inner jewel, of that inner clarity, which, you know, in a period of Zazen, it might be 1 second of samadhi. And that 1 second of samadhi is profoundly valuable to you. And you're likely not to notice it, because who's there? Who's looking? Rest at the center. The mother in you holds you. And that is the true creative source of our life. You know what it's like when what you do, what you say, how you move arises out of that place, and how different that is from a disconnected, obsessive, compulsive kind of reaction. The difference, profound. The more we sit, the more we express this mother concentration, this focus, this realization of who we are. And the moment you say, oh, that sounds good, I want that, I want more of that, I tasted that and I want some more, then there's two. There's the I and the thing you want. It's not one. So I don't know why I'm talking, because it's like I'm providing one of these corny commercials for samadhi. Become yourself, become that samadhi. How? You know, it's true that we must practice. And that's why we call this thing that we do here our practice. I have to do it. Now, occasionally, the first time we sit, or one of the first times we sit, we have an experience because we've never done it before. We might have an experience of that unity, of that ease and joy. I had that experience when I first began to sit. And then, fortunately, I was warned that if I kept trying to have it again, I'd never have it again. Because that was just that moment. Never to be replicated. Experience just that. There's no it there. There's no going back to some experience you had 20 years ago. No going, no coming. Just at the center of this moment. So when we say that you may not know it when you're experiencing it, it's because it's another expression in Zen. That's the moment when body and mind drop away, when the witness is not there. The witness that's always telling you what to do and approving or disapproving of your actions. You got it. No, that's not it. Body and mind dropped away. Drop away, body and mind. When you drop away body and mind, what's left? That crystal drop. What would it be like to just sit? As your breath goes in and out, with no thought of attaining, of succeeding or failing, but of being alive and present. The miracle of your life. So, of course, a lot of times when we sit down, everything we've just been doing starts reverberating in our mind, and all the stream, and they remind us of the other things that we should or shouldn't be doing, or had or hadn't done, and our whole life, kind of different aspects of our life come in, blah, 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 and we're sitting there, and we say, I came here for samadhi. And it leads to rumination. This is the way it ought to be. Obsessive thinking. And then occasionally, if we just keep sitting, there'll be a moment when it stops. That's why we sit. That's what we call practice. You have to be patient and allow for it to stop. Oh yeah, you might have a good idea to solve a problem before it stops. That happens. But when you just are patient with yourself and allow blah, 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 and don't grab onto anything. Just be you're swimming. And just allow the waves to come this way and that, and just be there and allow it to happen until it drops away. There's a sublime, really, passage, a fascicle in Dogen. I encourage you to read. It's Kaz translates the title as Ocean Mudra Samadhi. You might find other translations as Ocean Seal Samadhi. And in it, he quotes the Buddha, Shakyamuni Buddha, in describing samadhi. And he says this: elements come together and form this body. At the time of appearing, elements appear. At the time of disappearing, elements disappear. When elements appear, I do not say, I appear. When elements disappear, I do not say, I disappear. Past moment and future moments do not arise sequentially. He says, elements come together and form this body. Okay, got that? At the time of appearing, elements appear. At the time of disappearing, elements disappear. When elements appear, I do not say, I appear. When elements disappear, I do not say, I disappear. Past moments and future moments do not arise sequentially. Now think of yourself in your zazen. Think of yourself as a swirling cloud, thoughts that appear and disappear, coming together and then falling away. No fixed position. No need to follow them or to think that you are them. You neither appear nor disappear with those thoughts. Stop and sit still. Allow your mind to rest, to not identify with the elements that are arising and dropping away. Don't try to control the elements that are arising and dropping away. Just sit in the midst of the elements that are arising and dropping away without identification. It's hard to not be grasping, to not trying to attain some idealism, ideal idea you have of enlightenment, of self. It's hard not to want to escape something or attain something. We're a little like the 2-year-old that runs to mommy samadhi and say, help me, cure me, give me. But trust yourself. Trust your breath. Trust your heart and mind. Allow the bits and traces to just come and go. Just like the motes in the air here come and go. Don't fixate on them. Just let yourself drop into your real nature. Below your mind's eye, there is a reservoir of wisdom. Tiniest fragment of time, resting at the center. A single jewel, the flawless creation. crystal drop. This is samadhi, which we call zazen, seated mind, quiet mind. Zazen. I think it's appropriate to appreciate samadhi on Mother's Day. Let me offer you a gatha in response to Shi Day. Broadway sounds, the city all around, and here in my breast, the mother holds all the faces in the streets, coming and going, their pain, my pain. Oh, her many arms that hold them all. Each one of us is that mother when we let it drop.